B-Pod Studios.
From ESPN, Adam Schefter, and he is brought to us by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute of Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective, visit rothmanspine.com. Good morning, Adam Schefter.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Just hanging out. I got to start here, man. Any regret about letting J.J. Redick go off your fantasy basketball team?
Yeah.
27 points,
absolutely.
10 boards?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Killed me last night. Like, in fact, last night, the regrets of my fantasy basketball team, I drafted D'Angelo Russell in the fifth round, and about 2-3 weeks into the season, watched him just have one 3 of 14 night after another, and I'm like, I can't take it anymore, and I cut him. And so I cut D'Angelo Russell, and a few weeks ago, because I really didn't need threes or free throw percentage, the two areas that JJ was helping me most, I cut him, and my exes are coming back to haunt me as I'm in the finals this week against a stacked team and need everything that I could get, and I ain't getting it.
Shafty, you're a curse, man. Yeah. What happened?
Oh, my God.
I
know.
That's what happens when you stop listening to that Bob Cooney fella. I'm telling you.
My bad.
No, Bob didn't tell me to cut him.
Okay.
I cut him on my own.
Oh, there you go.
I needed different categories at the time I released him. I needed more flexibility and did that, and it hasn't really. I've gotten rid of. I've traded Trey Young. I've traded Yusuf Nurkic. I've gotten rid of a lot of great players this year that would have helped me win this championship this week that I'm going to struggle to stay alive in.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck as far as that goes, Adam Schefter. But it's now a crowded secondary with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Are you hearing anything about them potentially just looking around the league, trying to make a deal, trying to move on from maybe a Jalen Mills? I doubt a Ronald Darby, obviously, as he just came back.
Yeah.
Anything regarding the Eagles and possibly moving on from one of their corners?
Well, let me say this, that first of all, they strongly believe, as do many teams, you can never have enough cornerbacks. And so, you know, you've got Ronald Darby coming off the injury, and Ronald Darby may not be ready to start the season. I mean, there's a chance that that may happen. Okay, so if that were the case, depending on how his offseason recovery comes along, then do you think you're as deep in the secondary as we're talking about? Probably not. And so I think that they probably feel very good about where they're at right now. They've got depth. They've got bodies back there. They've got some good people. Darby and Jones and Douglas and LeBlanc, Mills, all those guys like that. I don't think that they're looking to get rid of those guys. Are very valuable. And in this day and age where basically you're playing as many defensive backs as you are, I would think that they're going to hold on to all those guys. In fact, they'll probably wind up adding another one during the draft at some point in the draft.
Yeah, most likely. Speaking with Adam Schefter, now, as far as the draft goes, I know a lot of people are looking at Josh Jacobs out of Alabama. Yeah. People want to see that skill position added to the Eagles' backfield. Maybe people have reservations as a first-round pick, but if the guy is the best guy on the board, you take him. But as far as running back goes right now with the Eagles, Duke Johnson was a name that caught some people's attention. Of course, they'd have to acquire him via trade. How much does the Kareem Hunt suspension factor into the idea whether or not the Browns will be ready to move on from him this offseason?
Well, they entertain the idea of it. I think that when they signed Kareem Hunt, they knew he was getting suspended. I mean, this is what we expected all along. So I don't think anything changes. They've got Chubb, they've got Hunt, they've got Duke Johnson. Again, we're talking about depth. And Duke Johnson's a good football player. It won't surprise me if he's traded during the days leading up to the draft or during the draft. It depends on what you get back. I mean, usually when you hear a guy's name floating around, usually at some point during the offseason, they make their way out. And you could always find another running back, and it would make sense that they would deal him. And I think Philadelphia's probably looked at him. It wouldn't surprise me if they have. And something still could come about. It's March 20th. The draft is over a month away. So there's plenty of time to make something happen. And if you look at the Eagles' backfield situation, Ajayi is in Indianapolis today, visiting with the Colts. You've got Corey Clement. You got Darren Sproles. We think he's coming back, right? Josh Adams, Pumphrey. So, Smallwood. They have guys. They have pretty good guys right now. There's no doubt that they would like to add more, and they will add more. It's just a question of how that's going to get done.
Schefter, you talked about Darren Sproles. You kind of casually mentioned. I think we're wondering: is it a case where it's just up to him now? If he wants to come back, they'll have him, or are they dead set on bringing him back?
I think it's a case where basically he has to make the decision he's going to play. Usually with him, there was some thought that he's going to retire in other recent years too, and he hasn't. And this guy's like a football lifer, and I think he lives on the West Coast, so you know, the idea of leaving his family is not overly appealing to him. So he likes to spend as much time with them and then come in and play with the team. And again, I haven't heard a final decision which way it's going to go from him or where they would want him back. But I think they love him so much that I'm sure they would want him back. And the only question would be then, does he officially come back? Which I would think yes.
Speaking with Adam Schefter of ESPN, the other name that you mentioned out of the Eagles' backfield was Jay Ajayi, who, yeah, of course, won a Super Bowl a year ago here in Philadelphia. But with his knee issue, do you see him, and also now having a back issue last year and a knee issue again, do you see him getting a long-term deal somewhere at 25, 26 years old? Okay.
I mean, well, look, first of all, if you're on the free agent market 1 week into free agency and you haven't gotten anything, the chances are you're not going to get the deal that you want. That's not true of everybody, but it's usually the case. And, you know, running back, you want to get that security and get whatever you can. Now, when he came out of college, there were a lot of teams that had red flags in him due to his knees at that time. I think it was bone on bone at that time, and they were worried how long he would be able to last. That has followed him throughout the course of his career. It's really nothing new. And now you mix in the injuries he's coming off of, and it makes it such, just look at the marketplace for running backs. I think Tevin Coleman got, you know, basically a $3.5 million average, initially. It's called a 2 year, $10 million deal, but it's really closer to 8.5 on a 2 year deal and maybe even lower. And some of these running back deals, they're just not very high. I mean, Jay Ajayi has to know that market is not strong, particularly for somebody coming off an injury. And he probably does want to get a short term deal, come back, prove his worth, and then hit the market again. It's tough position to be in for him.
The Eagles, I think, since we last spoke, put a second round tender on Nate Sudfeld, a guy that we haven't really seen a lot of. What did you make of that move?
Well, I was told actually that there are teams that view him with starter capabilities. Now, we'll see what happens. And I think the fact that the Eagles put the second round tender on him tells you that they recognize that he's a talented guy. And so they're saying to other teams, yeah, we know that you know he's talented, but if you're going to come after him, it's going to cost you a two. And that's why they did that. And again, I had some people tell me, you know, just keep alert on that one down the line. There are some teams that would view him as a viable guy. The issue this year, when you look at it, though, is there just aren't that many teams that have a starting quarterback need. I mean, we saw that with Nick Foles play out, where Jacksonville was really the only landing spot. And if Jacksonville had not stepped up the way that he wanted, what would he then have done? Washington has kind of patched work the quarterback position together with Case Keenum and Colt McCoy, Josh Johnson. So there's not a team with a visible need there. There are plenty of teams with backup quarterback needs, Denver, Miami maybe, Cleveland, others, and that might be something that would be very appealing for another team to have Nate Sudfeld, but that's why the Eagles put a second on him, because they need a backup quarterback with Foles gone, and they right now would like him to be the guy.
Shefty, I know the offseason has basically just started, and as you said, that the draft is still a month away, but what teams do you think have really, really helped themselves this offseason the most, and where do the Eagles kind of land in that landscape with you?
Well, I think that what the Eagles did is they made a concerted effort to keep their own players, and we saw them do it time and time again with all the players of theirs that they re-signed this offseason. They made a real push to do that. They got a lot of deals done with their own guys. We saw that happen with Jason Peters and with Brandon Graham and with some of the players that they re-signed because they were busy. Jake Kelly, they were busy doing that. And then, you know, they had to move on from Bennett to make room for Graham. I thought the Eagles did an excellent job retaining their people. When we look at people that were winners this offseason, if you can even define such a thing, I think it's so hard to do that because very rarely do teams spend in free agency and buy themselves a championship. I think you compliment your team. Yeah, the Cleveland Browns, I mean, that's a win what they've added this offseason so far. They added Olivier Vernon, who I know the other teams that faced the Giants hated going up against for his motor, for his energy, for his talent.
And we lost Adam Schefter. Oh, just dropped off. Oh, I don't know what happened there, Adam. But, Adam, I'm sorry, you dropped off for a second, brother.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so the Browns, they added Vernon, Beckham. They've added the moves that they have done. Sheldon Richardson, like, that defense is scary in Cleveland right now up front. And their front four, for the Browns, might just be the best front four in all of football.
Wow.
Yeah. Adam, you're amazing. You pick up right where you left off. That's incredible.
Well, no. Well, I mean, that's the job. But Sheldon Richardson is a monster, and Myles Garrett is a monster, and Olivier Vernon, and the guy in the middle next to Richardson, whose name Larry Ogunjobi, I can't even pronounce the guy's last name. I mean, that really is the best front four in football, I think.
All right.
And when you combine it with Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry and all these guys, oof, scary.
Adam Schefter, last one for you. I wanted to get this in a second ago, but here it is. I know you're a big hoops guy. So who do you have tonight, Sixers or Celtics? Who wins tonight?
Where's the game at?
The game is in South Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm going to go Sixers then. And you know,
there you go.
Embiid rested last night. Oh, please tell me Butler's playing tonight. He's on my team. I can't have to take rest days this week.
Yeah, no, he's playing.
Okay, good. And he's going to play then. And they have a few days off before their last game, right? So he's not resting this week, correct?
No, he's not. You're good to go.
Thank the fantasy basketball god for 3 games this week. Thank you. That would have destroyed me.
Adam Schefter, we thank you as always for coming on with us. Always great catching up with you, and great stuff per usual. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Schefter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.